If you are using a free podcast host, or maybe you picked it out kind of at random because it was either the easiest to set up or because somebody else recommended it, you are definitely not alone, but your podcast host may be holding your podcast back without realizing it. And so that's what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. I'm going to be breaking down exactly why I use a podcast host called Captivate, what makes it different, and why your podcast host actually plays a bigger role than most people talk about. And before we dive in, I just want to let you know, in case you don't know what a podcast host is, it is essentially where all of your audio files live. So there are other podcast hosting platforms out there. There's actually lots of them. Buzzsprout, Podbean, Libsyn, so many more. We are going to be talking about one called Captivate today. I think that this also gets confused sometimes with podcast players or podcast directories or podcast apps. They can be called either one of those things. And so that is basically where people go to consume your show, where they actually go to listen. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the hosting platform. This is how your podcast gets on Apple and Spotify and the other podcast players, is because your audio files need to be housed inside of a podcast host. And so today we're talking about Captivate. I'm also going to tell you one other podcast host that I recommend that is not Captivate, in case for whatever reason, Captivate is not your vibe. So if you've ever wondered which podcast host to choose or what the differences are or whether you really need to pay for a podcast hosting platform or not, yes, we're going to go there, then you're in the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Real quick, before we start mapping out podcast episodes for the rest of the year, if you are a female entrepreneur who has a podcast or you're getting ready to launch one, you need to be inside of the Moms Who Podcast community that is hosted over on School. It's where I teach everything that I talk about on this show, but with step-by-step support, templates, behind-the-scenes tutorials, and direct access to me. Plus, inside, you're going to find the Fix My Podcast Challenge, free trainings, collaboration threads, the Moms Who Podcast directory, and the most supportive group of podcasting moms on the internet. Just go to school.com/podcasters, or better yet, just click the link in the show notes. It'll take you right there. I hope to see you inside. All right, my friend. So I know that maybe you're in the camp of, you know, you chose your podcast host, you set it up once, haven't really thought about it much after that. Or maybe you are thinking about it, which is like one of the reasons why you're listening to this episode. You want to know if you made the right decision with your podcast host. And then maybe you are listening because you have not yet launched your podcast and you want to know what's the best podcast hosting platform that you should choose and go with. And so no matter which camp you fall into, your podcast host is a very big, important decision that you're going to make for your podcast. Choosing a podcast host affects how accurate your analytics are. It affects how easy or not it is to upload episodes. It affects whether you can add dynamic ads or not. It affects how quickly you can publish your podcast episodes. It affects how clean your workflow feels, and it affects whether your podcast manager or, you know, your team can collaborate smoothly. And honestly, it may or may not affect how stressed out or not you feel when you go to upload and schedule your podcast episodes every single week, if that's what you were doing. And so after managing and being a part of a lot of different shows, obviously mine included, I launched a podcast in 2022 called Mama Knows Business. And I have this beautiful podcast that you are listening to right now that's almost 3 years old, which is crazy. And so I've seen the difference that a good podcast host makes. And not gonna lie, there are some times where my clients tell me who their host is and I just cringe because it's either really difficult to work with or super annoying or laggy or whatever. But let's talk about why I use and recommend Captivate. But before I tell you that, though, let's go back to 2022, and I'm going to share with you the podcast hosting platform that I started out with, which was not Captivate. So I started my podcast in October of 2022 using Podbean. I did what most people probably do, and I went off of the recommendation of somebody else. So I just want to stop there because, first of all, it can get really hard and difficult to make your own decision when it comes to your business or your podcast. So because it can be hard, we tend to kind of just go with what other people have said works, right? And so that's exactly what I did, right? And so all that being said, before I get into this any deeper, I'm not telling you that you have to go out and use Captivate. I would never want my clients to do or use anything, whether that's one of my strategies or whether that's a tool that I use, if they didn't love it. Because I know firsthand, first of all, how picky I am. But secondly, I would never want to be responsible for somebody not, you know, enjoying their business or their podcast for that matter. So at the end of the day, you have to make your own decision for what's right for your business. So take what I say with a grain of salt, take it or leave it, or whatever the other sayings are for that. But, you know, go use it for yourself, like go try a free trial or something, or maybe go look at my YouTube video if you want to see what it actually looks like, because I actually show my live analytics in that YouTube video. So I'm going to link that video in the show notes of this podcast episode. But you, at the end of the day, need to make your own decision and you need to do what feels good for you. So if using Captivate doesn't feel good, that's cool. There's like a million other podcast hosting platforms out there. So I just wanted to say that. But that is exactly what I did when I launched my podcast in 2022, is I went by the recommendation of somebody else. And at the time, I loved Podbean. I thought it was great. It was super easy to use. I really loved how the analytics looked, actually. I really liked that. However, when I launched this very podcast in January of 2023, I didn't feel, for whatever reason, well, first of all, I love trying new tools and just like new tech, but I just wasn't feeling that I wanted to put this show on Podbean. And part of the reason was because as a podcast manager, I like to dip my feet in different software when it comes to podcasting. So I was looking at this as, okay, I'm going to learn a new tool. And that way, when I have a client who comes along who either wants to migrate over to Captivate or who uses it already, like I'm going to know what to do. And at the time, I didn't have any other experience when it comes to podcast hosting platforms except Podbean. So I made the decision to use Captivate for this show and I immediately loved it. I thought it was really great. And it wasn't because it was like the trendiest or the cheapest for that matter, but it was the most creator-friendly podcast hosting platform that I ever used. And so Captivate is now the host that I personally use for my podcast and for every single client that lets me help them make that choice, right? I'm like, I recommend Captivate. However, if you don't want to use that, I do give them my second recommendation, which I'll tell you that later. And then when it comes to my clients who come to me and they already have a podcast hosting platform that they've been using for years, we don't mess with it. Like I jump right in and I do my thing. Now, some of my clients will migrate from wherever they are now over to Captivate. And that's included in my podcast management package for any of my clients who want to do that. Like I do the full complete move over and migration from wherever you currently are over to Captivate. That's just one thing that I love to do for my clients that I don't ever charge extra for. And so the reason why I love Captivate is, number one, it is so clean and simple, easy to use. It has such a modern interface and it just makes me really happy whenever I log in. And when I log in, I immediately see my all-time downloads. I can also see my 7-day, 28-day, and 90-day performance at a glance. Like you can see the green or the red, like you're either in the green or the red. And so I love that they have those red and green indicators that shows me instantly how my show is doing. And that alone, seeing those red and green indicators, it just gives such a nice little confidence boost, right? And also, Captivate's analytics actually makes sense. So instead of like overwhelming data or confusing charts, I can clearly see my podcast growth. I can clearly see my best performing episodes. I can clearly see which months were my biggest months. And January 2025 was by far the biggest month that I've ever had in the podcast as far as all-time downloads. But also, November of 2025 is the second highest downloaded month ever in almost 3 years. And that is so cool that you can see stuff like that. You can see the dips, you can see the spikes, you can see year-to-year comparisons. And this is a example that I love to say, and I will say it until I'm blue in the face, but I didn't even know or understand why there was such a huge spike in January when I went to go look at my analytics over the summer. And I was like, wait a minute. And so I literally saw that my podcast doubled in its second year because Captivate made it so easy to compare the custom date ranges. And so then I was like, okay, well, what did I have going on in January? Obviously, I hosted the Moms Who Podcast Summit in January. So it was really easy to figure out, okay, that's why I had the growth. But it was really cool to actually see that growth as well, tangibly on the chart. And then next up, the episodes overview section is gold. So this is where I can quickly see which episodes people loved, which ones got the most downloads, what topics resonated, and what I should double down on. So you can clearly see which episodes are the most listened to out of every single episode you've ever published. And every time I look at mine, I laugh because the most downloaded episode is actually my very first episode. So it's episode number one. And I actually think that's really normal because whenever I have done an audit or whenever I've looked at my clients' episodes, it's generally the first episode that has the most downloads. And there's a reason for that. And we're going to dive deep into that on the podcast, not in this episode though. So make sure that you go follow the show because I think that there's actually a reason why we see the very first episode being downloaded so much more than anything else. I also know that it very much depends, obviously, if you have a large audience or if you've done like a really big collaboration, then yeah, then that episode's going to like take the cake or whatever. But generally speaking, for a quote unquote, I don't want to say the word normal or regular, but for a show that doesn't have a really, really huge audience or that doesn't have a really, really, really huge collaboration happening, it's normal that outside of those external factors that like the first episode is like the most downloaded one. And so for me, my most downloaded episode is my very first episode. And then my trailer is number two, but right underneath that is episode number. And then right underneath that is the third most downloaded episode ever, which is how to make money with your podcast, which is so interesting. And that does tell me exactly what my listeners want more of. So you probably want to know more about how you can make money with your podcast. And so moving on to the next thing, team access. This is a podcast manager's absolute dream. So clients can add me. So my clients can add me with one click. There's no passwords, no logins. I can easily switch between my own show and theirs instantly, which saves just so much time because I love a good swatch. Is that what they call it? A swatch or a swap or what the heck ever? Where I can be logged into my account and then my client is logged into their account and then gives me access to their account, right? And then I get a notification and then I can still be logged into my Captivate account, but I can also now switch between their account and my account, which is just beautiful because it is very annoying when you have to log in and log out of things all the time. So love that. And so next up, this is actually the other thing that I love so much when it comes to being a podcast manager and using Captivate is the show notes template. So it's like one of my favorite things because every single podcast mostly has what we call evergreen show notes, right? So they are links, et cetera, that generally don't change. They're evergreen, right? So for example, I have evergreen show notes saved inside of Captivate. So every time that I hit create a new episode, the template auto-populates. So I literally just paste the show notes and drop in any links that I mentioned. And then boom, like it's done because I've already put the links that I always use. So Instagram, my website, my email, joining my school community. Those are links that are going to be in every single episode. So I don't have to like retype it. I don't have to even copy and paste it. It's just there. It makes it so nice. The next thing I love about Captivate is dynamic ads. So I also call these internal ads. And this to me is why Captivate really truly stands out, period. Because yes, Buzzsprout has this and I don't even know. I'm sure that there are some other podcast hosting platforms out there that like have some, you know, version of this. But I can literally record a quick join my summit or grab the workshop replay ad or whatever. If it's time sensitive, I can add it to all 140 plus episodes on my podcast with one click. And then I can also remove it in one click. There's no editing, no re-uploading files. There's no re-exporting episodes. This feature alone is worth the price because, again, like it works so well for time-sensitive things. So for my summit, all I had to do was record an internal ad, make sure it was edited, and then I was able to upload it onto Captivate as a dynamic ad, and it was the first thing that people played, no matter if they listened to the trailer or the very first episode. It didn't matter. And those episodes are dating back to 2023. So the other piece of this is that people are going to binge your content for years to come. So the episode that I published in 2022 or 2023, like people are still listening. And so it's a way for you to still let your listeners know that, hey, wow, like this episode I just clicked on is clearly from 2023, but she's got a workshop going live on December 12th, 2025. Let me go register for that. Oh, but wait, they take it a step further because not only can you put that ad on there, but you can also, it's called an attribution link. And so what I can do, and this is what I'm doing, so go check it out right now if you're listening in real time, okay? I'm doing a live workshop. It's my very first one. I'm very scared and terrified and excited and all the things. But what I've done is I've created an internal ad. I've put it on every single episode as a pre-roll, right? Pre means before. So it's basically a file that lives outside of the audio. And so once they hit play, no matter, again, what episode they click on, they're going to hear this ad because it is time sensitive. So then after December 12th, so come December 13th, I'm going to take that ad off of there and it won't even be there. But to finish what I was going to say is that not only is it going to be the ad for the workshop, but with that attribution link, I can actually link it. I can actually link to the signup page and it will also be in every single episode because it's going to be in the show notes. It's also going to be in every single episode, but it is going to be in the show notes, which is crazy. That is a crazy feature because you're able to take the ad off as well as the link, which is crazy. So for example, the workshop that I have is live. It's happening on December 12th. And so right now, if you go to the very first episode of this podcast or the 13th episode or the 15th episode, whatever episode you want to click on, you are going to see a link to the workshop. And I didn't have to go in and individually do that. Captivate does it automatically. So it's really hard to explain. I'm going to have to do like a video on that specifically, which I actually probably will, because I think it's just such a powerful feature. And I did go over dynamic ads in my YouTube video for Captivate, but I definitely need to do a video on this specifically. So that will be coming your way. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already, because I would really appreciate that. And there's going to be more like hands-on videos over there as well. Next up is real human support. So Captivate has a live chat feature, and it might be, so Captivate is real support. So Captivate has a chat feature right built onto the dashboard, bottom right-hand side, where you can easily send them a message. They will get back to you. They are always very fast, very friendly, and they're incredibly helpful. And it's not bots. So it's not AI. It's actual human beings that respond to you, which is always beautiful in this day and age. All right. So I told you just a few of the features that I love and that I use all the time. And to be honest, Captivate has a ton of features, but here's the thing. You don't have to use every feature. I love Captivate because it gives me options and because of everything that I literally just listed, but I don't use everything. There are lots of things. I even say it in the YouTube video. I'm like, yeah, I don't use this, but this is super helpful, you know? And so I don't use the Captivate website. I don't use the guest booking tool. I don't use their AI assistant. I don't use the marketing link trackers or their memberships. Like you can have people pay for episodes. You can, you know, have people, you can also do like things where episodes like pop up and they disappear off of the feed. It's crazy. All the things that you can do with Captivate. And so even though I don't use any of those features, just based off of the features that are available, I still feel like I get more value for using those, even though I don't use everything. And so your podcast host should definitely support your workflow and not complicate it. And so now we're going to get a little controversial here, okay? Because I am totally for not paying until you have to. I'm totally for, you know, having a free trial or getting by on the free plan if that's what works. But this is so important. podcast hosts are fine to get started. Free podcast hosting platforms are totally fine to get started. But if you run a real business, if you want real analytics and real data, if you want to add internal ads, if you want show note templates, if you want support, and you simply just want to grow your podcast, a free host is not going to give you those tools that you need. And so I would say that if you do not consider yourself a hobby podcaster, then I would not be on a free plan forever. I would have a plan in place to move over to a paid podcast hosting platform. And so now that we talked about Captivate, so now we talked about what a podcast host platform actually is. We talked about why I love Captivate. We talked about some of their features. We talked about you don't have to use all the features. We talked about why having a free podcast hosting platform might not be such a great idea. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to tell you my second recommendation. So whenever I have somebody who asks me who I recommend as far as podcast hosting platforms go, I always say Captivate, obviously. But Buzzsprout is my number two. And so I recommend Buzzsprout, however. And so my number one recommendation is Captivate. However, I do recommend Buzzsprout as well. So that is my number two. Buzzsprout has a lot of the same features as far as the template goes, although the show notes template, although it's called a footer over there, which also makes sense to me because of my web design knowledge. And then they also do allow you to do dynamic ads. Now, I don't think that you can get as in detail with the ads like you can over at Captivate. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. Buzzsprout also is, as of this recording, it's a little bit cheaper than Captivate as well. One thing that I don't recommend though is if you are using Buzzsprout, I would not recommend staying on Buzzsprout's free plan. Totally start there, but I would definitely make a plan to move up to the next level of whatever plan that you're on for sure. And so that is my second recommendation. But to be honest with you, even though I sing Captivate's praises, again, there are so many podcasting hosting platforms out there, and it really just comes down to you making a decision on what is the best move for you and your business and your goals. And also, I want to let you know that it's not really that complicated or that hard if you ever wanted to move your podcast hosting platform. It is a little technical, and there's quite a few steps involved, but it's not impossible to move from one podcast hosting platform to the other. And so if you want to try Captivate for yourself, there is a link in the show notes. It is my affiliate link. It would obviously support my business if you decided to use that. I would be super grateful if you did use my link, if you did want to use Captivate. And I would never recommend something that I don't love, so I truly love them. And this episode, nor my YouTube video or videos, because I have a few videos planned for Captivate. I'm not sponsored by Captivate, so I don't know, maybe hopefully in the future, we shall see. That would be cool, because I literally am like their saleswoman, I feel like sometimes. But I've tried a lot of different podcast hosting platforms out there, and Captivate is by far the best in my opinion, and the one that wins every single time for me and my clients. And so I hope this episode was helpful for you. I do know that Captivate is having an insane deal right now. If you are listening in real time, I believe throughout all of November, I think. So there is still time. If you're not listening in real time, use my link still, because there is still a free trial so you can still try it out. It is 100% worth it. I totally stand by Captivate. And also, if it's not your cup of tea, that's okay too. It doesn't have to be. You can make your own cup of tea. But I want to tell you how I make mine, and I want to tell you how I help my clients make theirs as well. All right, my friend, I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.